From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. There are certain opera composers whose careers seem to define the word prolific, and we've just heard a demonstration of that in music by Gioachino Rossini. That little medley showcased the overtures to three of Rossini's more than three dozen operas, Il Signor Bruschino, Tancredi, and L'Italiana in Algeri, and Rossini actually completed all three of those works within a period of less than 5 months in 1813. So he wasn't just prolific, he was also busy. Yet there was another opera composer, working at about the same time, who proved that the word prolific can mean something very different from simply composing a whole lot of operas. Those three samples are all from opera overtures by Beethoven, and they're arguably three of the greatest overtures ever composed. But unlike Rossini, who sometimes used the same overture for more than one opera, Beethoven composed all three of those overtures for the same opera. Those three scores are each called Leonora, after the main character in the opera that eventually became Fidelio. It was the only opera Beethoven ever composed, but he spent as much time and effort writing it as some composers spent on entire portfolios of operas, resulting, as we've heard, in a whole body of great music. And by the way, those three Leonora overtures, none of them actually wound up attached to the opera. The final version of Fidelio, which premiered in 1814, kicked off with this music. On this edition of World of Opera, Beethoven's Fidelio comes to us from the Lucerne Festival in Switzerland. The stars are tenor Jonas Kaufmann as Florestan and soprano Nina Stemme as Leonora in a performance led by conductor Claudio Abbado.